There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
We'll get a chance to talk to a woman who is doing some fantastic coaching down on the flats, a former studio and color analyst for ESPN, former WNBA coach, silver medalist as a player, gold medalist as a coach, Hall of Famer in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, the San Antonio Sports Hall of Fame, University of Texas Hall of Fame. She's also a 1997 National Coach of the Year, a USA Basketball Coach of the Year in 2000, an SEC Coach of the Year, a two-time ACC Player of the Year, and the 2021 ACC Coach of the Year. She's coaching in the Sweet 16 tomorrow. You don't want to call Ghostbusters or the A-Team. You want to call Nell Fortner when you have a problem. Who joins us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show, head women's basketball coach at Georgia Tech. Coach Fortner, how you doing this fine Friday morning?
Thanks a lot, man, but you don't have to say all that stuff about me. Let's talk about women's basketball at Georgia Tech, man. Let's go.
Joe makes me go over this stuff before the show, so I practice it when he pins it in front of me. Great to talk to you. You're jacked up, and you should be. You have a trip to the Sweet 16, something the program hasn't seen in quite a few years. Talk about how you guys got there and what you're expecting to see tomorrow against a very well-coached team.
Yeah, it's really it's exciting for our program and for these players. They worked very, very hard. They're just tough, hard-nosed players. We've had our first two games, really tough games. We got behind 17 in our first one and fought back and won that one in overtime. And then against the number four seed, West Virginia, we just really played well, shot the ball well, and ran away from them a little bit in the second half. So this group is super tough. We've got three strong leaders and a couple of our seniors and our junior that are just playing well and leading this team in a great way.
Coach, are you concerned at all that Kubai and Leighton are playing heavy, heavy minutes? And I think last time out they both played 39 minutes. Is that what they're built for as far as just leaving it all out there? Or you kind of want to get a little bit more deeper in your bench and kind of play them less minutes?
Yeah, it would be a concern, but we've played that way all year long. They are, this team's in great shape, and our bench is a little bit short. We've had some injuries that shorten that bench, and so they're having to play those minutes. Yeah, as a coach, I would love to be able to rest them a little bit more, but they're built for it. They are absolutely built for it. And right now, when you start getting into the playoffs, NCAA tournament, football, it doesn't matter. Man, kids are jacked up. They are ready to play. Minutes on the floor, they're hungry to win, and that's where we are right now.
What clicked so quickly for you? You won in your first year at Georgia Tech, and you continue to win here in your second season.
Well, I'm telling you, we had some players that really bought into this new coaching staff. We're only in our second year here, but they bought into our vision, into our culture, into what our expectations. They've allowed us to hold them accountable to get them to this place where they're playing really, really well. So I give all the credit to them because they're the ones that had to buy in. We have great leadership, Kiara Fletcher, Lodamai Lawton, and Lorella Kubai, leading a group of youngsters. We got four freshmen on this team. And just being tremendous leaders, so we're able to get good work out of them on the floor. But all the credit goes to these players.
Coach, when you look at your roster, I know that's some of it from the past regime, but there are players from all over the country, diverse background. Are you going to try to keep that going and lead to going anywhere to get players? Or are you going to stick specifically?
Absolutely. It's basketball on the men's and women's side, it's a universal sport now. It has grown so much worldwide. There's phenomenal players around the world. Every program in the country is looking to recruit internationally, and Georgia Tech, we will be no different. These players, these international kids, were here when we got the job. We had to keep them here. Some were thinking about leaving when the coaching change happened, but we re-recruited them. They stayed, and we're happy they did. But we are continuing to recruit, not only here in our own country, but internationally.
Coaching for the U.S. Team, coaching in the NBA, coaching in college. What's changed when you have to connect differently with players in different aspects over the years and still being able to get the most out of them and still be able to win?
Yeah, you know, I get asked that question a lot. Well, how are players different than today than they were 20 years ago? And I like to answer it like this. Look, players are players. They want to be coached. At the end of the day, they want to be coached. They want to get better. The tough part is being able to hold them accountable, to really being able to push them, hold them accountable, and have to go through some tough times with them. When they get the tough thing is some outside influences that don't really want them to have to go through those tough times. Well, you know what? You can't skip the process. You can't skip the grind. It is what it is. And so, you know, that would be what I see the difference. But as far as players want to get better. They want you to push them. They want you to discipline them. But they've got to be strong enough to tune out the outside forces that they hear and then move forward with their coaching staff.
Coach, what is it going to take to beat South Carolina? We know they're a powerhouse. Is it as simple as, you know, rebounding, boxing out, the little things? Is it going to take a special heroic effort from your guys, or you can just play Georgia Tech basketball?
Yeah, I love it. You've done your homework. I like that. You know a little bit about South Carolina. They are tough, man. They rebound hard. They get on those offensive boards really, really well, and they're big and they're strong, and they're all coming off of high school All-American careers, you know. Yeah, we're going to have to really be on point. We're going to have to be just solid in our execution on the offensive end. We're going to have to work hard to keep them off the boards in those second-shot opportunities and without fouling them. But, you know, right now it's all about going out there 40 minutes, man. You just lay it on the line and try and execute, take care of the ball as best you can and see what happens. But these players they're fired up for it. I mean, they're fighting their hearts out right now, so we'll see what we can do.
You don't get gushy over all of your accolades, but what did it mean this early in your career at Georgia Tech to win ACC Coach of the Year?
Well, I go back to the players, man. You don't win that without players really buying into what to your system, to your culture and all that. And to my staff, I have a phenomenal staff that came with me to Georgia Tech, that everybody is just really putting their best foot forward and doing everything we can to make this a great program, to make this a destination program for kids to want to come to all over the state of Georgia and in our country and see what we're able to do in 2 years. Hopefully we reap some benefits from that. But it's all about the kids and the staff, really every day working to the best of our ability.
Well, Coach, we wish you guys the best of luck. You get South Carolina, 1 o'clock, you move on. And, boy, you guys are really going to garner a lot of attention around the nation, and what you have done already in just 2 years at Georgia Tech certainly has put them back on the board. And we wish you guys nothing but the best of luck, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time this morning.
Georgia Tech women's head basketball coach Nell Fortner joining us via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. So they got a chance to punch a ticket to the Elite Eight if they get a win.
Right, and maybe, just maybe, after this is all over, if we have to get Coach Nell Fortner back on, we'll talk about some of the inequalities going on around the NCAA.
Yeah.
She didn't necessarily want to be asked that on air. She didn't want to talk about it now, and I kind of understand. She wants to stay focused on preparing for South Carolina, and, you know, we're going to have to grant her request.
Full transparency, we just got the note, and we had other questions we wanted to ask Coach Fortner based on what she said earlier in the week, and I thought she was right in what she said, but we don't know if there's some conversations going on behind the scenes, if there are some things that could be distractions, but we just got the note. It was passed on to us in the commercial break. She did not want to talk about the statements she made.
Yes.
So we held to that and decided just to go ahead with the interview, so now everybody can be fully aware.
And
we still wish her good luck.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing else changes.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.